Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens for Winnipeg Slice, talking with local artist Sean McLaughlin. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So right now we're standing on Lily Street looking at one of your pieces. You were recently commissioned to put up some artwork on Lily Street. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I was hired through Centre Venture to work alongside the landscape architects who were redeveloping the streetscape for Lily Street, and also John Hirsch, which is by the Manitoba Theatre Centre. And I was hired with an artist fee to produce works and include them in the redevelopment of the street.
So what art did you come here with and think was it going to be a good addition to the street?
So my previous work has mainly been in printmaking, both with woodblocks and letterpress works. And a lot of my previous work revolved around mapping and a idea of place. And so when I approached this project, I really took a look at what the idea of place is in relation to Lily Street. Because Lily Street is a little bit different than a lot of streets in the downtown, as over the last century, it's actually been moved and changed and has grown in length and shrunk at the same time a number of times.
Very cool. So right now we're looking at one of your pieces, which is a giant map of the city, but you're using actually the weather to change your art. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, so we're standing right now in front of Gateway, which is a pair of maps on that flank Lily Street right up Disraeli. And the maps themselves are black with the rivers overset using Corten steel so that with time they will rust and weather and become muddy, much like our art rivers in the city.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.